And we're having a NASCAR party. I'm Freddie Hammer, Lucas McFadden, and Palmetto Mornings. Good morning, Lucas.
Hey, good morning.
That's our Julie Roberts.
Yeah, from Lancaster.
You know her.
I do know her. I went to school with her. We went to USC Lancaster for 2 years and is as humble and nice and genuine of a person as you would expect.
That's really kind of wonderful to hear her having such great success with songs like that. We're here with Alan Miller, who's our resident expert of NASCAR. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, it's a big day for NASCAR.
Sure is.
The Hall of Fame inductees will be announced this evening around 6 o'clock. But, you know, it was one of those situations where they take all day and they debate this. This isn't
really
a mail-in. This isn't where 150 people vote. They actually get together. They have a big breakfast this morning up at the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. After that, I think around 8:30, they go into a session, and they spend several hours debating and taking it from 20 down to about 10 nominees. And then in the afternoon, they scale it back to 5 nominees. So they openly debate. They openly get mad at each other. I have several friends that are on that voting panel. And it gets pretty heated sometimes, but it's all behind closed doors, and they all come out united, and it's an exciting time for NASCAR.
What are they looking for when they're debating? What are they looking at? Their wins? Are they looking at what they gave back to the sport? What do you think they're debating?
It's all of that.
Okay, yeah.
Because, you know, I think the big thing is the timing. A lot of these individuals, I think, should have been in the Hall of Fame a long time ago. This is the ninth class.
Okay.
And they've put 40 members in, and there's people who are from the early 1950s, people like Red Byron, who was the first champion, Harold Brazington, who started the Darlington Raceway and the whole concept of super speedway. Cotton Owens. There's a lot of individuals that should be a part of the Hall of Fame that aren't there yet. And you know, I get sometimes a little concerned they've forgotten the early people, and they put the more contemporary nominees in. And they go wholeheartedly toward drivers, you know, the mechanics, the individuals who own teams and everything. They waited until the last couple of years to put them in. And also the executives, the people who, you know, they put in Bill France and Bill France Jr. The first 2 years, in the first year, both of them went in. And since they have not put anybody from an executive line, there's been some great individuals who have made an indelible mark on NASCAR that I think should be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, we're talking about lots of owners here in this nominee list. I mean, who can we look forward to?
Well, in the list, you of course have Joe Gibbs.
Oh yeah.
He has 9 championships across NASCAR's plateau of champions. Jack Roush. Jack Roush is the other one. Last year they kind of caught up whenever they put Rick Hendricks in and a couple of other drivers, Raymond Parks. And it was one of those years where they played catch up. But, so I don't see that there's going to be a rush of car owners going in this year. I think you're going to see a couple of drivers. There's 20 nominees. I think Buddy Baker.
Okay.
Who passed away a couple of years ago. This guy won the Daytona 500. He won the Southern 500.
He was a gentle giant.
Yeah, he was a nice guy, big old boy. And you know, race drivers are not traditionally that big.
No, they're not, yeah.
Because, you know, you got to be compact
into that
car
little window.
And to be as big as he was. And he was about 6'5".
Okay.
Wow. Wow. And they had to make special seats for him and everything. But he set a lot of speed records at Talladega. I think he'll go into the Hall of Fame this year. He's been a nominee the last couple of years. I think they'll finally put Red Byron in.
Okay.
Red Byron was the first NASCAR Winston Cup champion.
Neat.
It was back in 1949. And this guy was a World War II veteran. He had a what they called back then a peg leg.
Yep.
His leg was made out of his from the ankle down was made out of some type of metal.
Wow.
And
still can push the pedal.
Oh yeah. So he had
pedal to the metal.
He had a real lead foot. So
I like that.
And that may have been where it came from. I don't know.
That's good. You got to look that up in the Urban Dictionary.
Oh my gosh.
But anyway, Red Byron I think will finally go into the Hall of Fame. Also Jack Roush, we mentioned him. And Jack is certainly, he's a 5-time car owner champion in NASCAR's 3 different national events and has had a lot of drivers. I believe he's won, his teams have won over 100 mm-hmm. races, mm-hmm. so he certainly is deserving. Mike Stefanik, he won 9 NASCAR champions in a modified class, and he's from the Midwest. Us in the South don't know much about him because he never raced in this area, and I think that's one of the reasons he's not gone in. But, you know, whenever you think about individuals like Richard Petty,
yeah.
and you think about Jimmy Johnson and Dale Earnhardt winning 7, this guy won 9.
Wow.
But the difference is they were he was in modified.
Okay.
They were in the Sprint Cup.
And they smoked cigarettes while they did it.
They did that. And a guy who I think is perhaps on the outside may get in this year is Alan Kulwicki. He was the 1992 mm-hmm. NASCAR champion. But he was killed rather early. And the neat thing about him, he was an independent driver. He had his own team. He drove for himself. His father was his crew chief.
Wow.
He only won 5 races, but in 1992, he won that championship, beat everybody else, beat the Petties, beat Cale Yarborough, beat Earnhardt, everybody, and won the national championship that year. Mm-hmm. I think he won 3 races, but he finished so high. Mm-hmm. He was a great mechanic and a big loss to NASCAR. So I think they'll pay tribute to him and the independent drivers perhaps this year. As one of them. A lot of guys like Ken Squire, Ricky Rudd, Larry Phillips, Herschel McGriff, Bobby Labonte, Waddell Wilson, Robert Yates, Red Farmer, Ray Fox, Joe Gibbs. I think they'll all be on the outside looking in whenever they announce tonight, but they certainly are deserving individuals and probably will make it in the future. So.
Will you be at the ceremony? Is it going to be in Charlotte?
It'll be in Charlotte. Okay. I will not be there this year, but... Okay. We'll be keeping our ear to the radio to see who it's going to be.
If they don't get in this year, do those guys, are their names thrown in the hat for the next year, or is it one of those one and done type things?
They have to be renominated,
okay.
But 9 times out of 10, they are renominated,
yeah.
And they end up going in. So
that's great.
Another guy that I just might mention real quick, Davey Allison, I think, has an outside chance of going in, and Ray Evernham,
okay.
Who was the crew chief for Jeff Gordon for so many years.
Awesome.
So, but both of them, I think, are in second and third place going into the Hall of Fame. But the 5 I mentioned, that's your nominees. That's your winners.
Nice.
We'll compare notes tomorrow morning.
We're going to come. Yeah, we're going to check in with you tomorrow, Alan, to find out who won and all the great details about that. Coca-Cola 600 race on Interstate this weekend on Sunday, 5 p.m. for your Memorial Day weekend.
And we'll have the Infinity race on Saturday. It'll be at 1 o'clock.